Jeff Langman joined here today by Jonathan Rieselman, of course, of the Arweva Rockets. He's going to be heading to William Penn to continue his football career. Jonathan, appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations on the decision.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha, Jonathan. Let's talk, you know, the process for you. When did everything kind of start for you, and when did school start reaching out to you?
I would say last summer school started reaching out to me and had me offered me to go to a bunch of camps. And I went to a couple of them, but then, you know, with the injury, some schools started dying down. But then once winter came back up, I started reaching out to more schools and eventually found William Penn.
So who were some of the early schools that reached out to you, and was it all football for you early on?
Yeah, it was all football. There was Dort, there was Simpson, Wartburg. Yeah, that's about mainly.
Mainly the main schools.
Off the top of my head, yeah.
What were they looking at you for? Because you played a little, you were a receiver, mm-hmm. also defense. Mm-hmm. They kind of threw you into quarterback when they needed you some. So what was everybody looking at you for?
Mainly defense. Going to play safety for most of them. Some had corner, but most of them it was at just safety.
You excited about moving over to the defensive side of the ball?
Yes.
Full time?
Yes, I want to play defense and hit people.
What is it about hitting people and playing defense you like?
Just about the physicality, and because offense, all day they get all the glory, but making a big play on defense just brings more, what I want to say, enjoyment, and just hitting people.
Go ahead.
It's the best part of the sport, I think.
I agree with you. I'd rather hit somebody than be hit. For you, is there going to be a transition, do you think, defensively, learning the defense going from 8-man to 11-man?
Yeah. I want to say, just from watching 11-man games, especially like the NFL and college, I want to say 8-man, which, I mean, those are different levels, but I want to say 8-man is probably a faster game than 11-man, but there's six extra guys on the field. There's going to be a lot more zones, and then it's just going to be a lot more complex, especially with the terminology. So there will be that learning curve, but otherwise, aside from that, we'll just see how it goes.
Playing football is playing football, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So have you started that process already? Have they given you the playbook and kind of allowed you to kind of start looking at things?
Not yet, but they said June, once we get the summer workouts and everything going, then they'll start handing out playbooks and stuff.
As those schools started reaching out to you, what were the early conversations like? What questions were you asking?
The early questions were just, how am I going to fit in? What is the weights like? Do we stay during the summer to lift? And what's the financial package going to be?
So what were some of those responses? Are you going to have to stick around? What's the lifting like? And how different is it going to be for me here?
At some of them, there were options to stay over the summer and lift. Some of them, it wasn't an option. Some of them were trying to figure out if they could get the housing, if they could get it worked out so that kids could stay. Most of them, like I said, it was mostly defense. And then, of course, I'm going to have to probably sit a year and adjust to the game. Yeah, that's about it.
You excited to kind of redshirt a year or no?
Yeah. Pack on the pounds, adjust, learn from the guys ahead of me. Yes, just really better myself so I can become the best player possible.
How much bigger do you feel you need to be a safety?
I'm already 180, so probably at least 10 pounds minimum, but I would like at least 20.
Okay. So as you started to break down which schools you wanted to visit, how did you look at that list, and which schools did you decide you wanted to go visit?
Well, it came down to just academics, because industrial tech, not a lot of schools offer it. So that really narrowed down the list, really. So most of the schools that reached out to me, I just told them right away, it's just not going to happen, because I'm a small town kid, got to get the academics, okay, because that's probably going to be my future. So it really just came down to being Dort and William Penn, since they offer it.
So it sounds like the education part really was the most important part of your decision.
Yes, yes.
We'll talk about that here in a moment and go more in depth, but what do you want to do with that industrial tech degree?
Industrial tech? Well, it depends on where I get my internship, because you can go a lot of different ways with it.
Yep.
And at William Penn, I can either go engineering, which I can basically be an engineer, management, teacher, probably going to be a teacher, or go to the trade route. So then basically where I get my internship, but there's a lot of great places down there. One of the main factors why I chose to go there.
Okay. As you made your two visits, you know, to the two schools that you broke it down to, what stood out for you about both of them?
William Penn really just felt more like home, if you want to say. It really just felt like, what do I want to say? It just felt closer to what my home felt like. And just felt more close-knit, and the facilities I really liked. Their jerseys are also pretty sweet. I really like that.
Tell me about the jerseys.
Well, they're getting a new one.
Okay. Do you want to give the secrets away?
I wasn't, because they were just, they probably have announced it by now, but they were just getting new ones in. All, what do you call it, graphite ones. So which I wasn't supposed to tell anyone, but I would assume they've told the guys by now, hopefully.
So as you started looking, you know, and deciding, what was the main deciding factor of William Penn's, where I want to go?
Well, cost was a big factor. William Penn was very cheap compared to Dort. Spot was just defense for both of them, so it would be, I felt William Penn offered me a better education. It was cheaper, and it just felt more like home.
Where did the defensive coaches talk to you about, you know, how they feel you fit on in early? You said you want to sit a year, but from there on, how do you fit in?
Well, it just depends, because there's not a lot of transfers going out, but with the new 5-5 rule, how many guys are going to stay back, how many other kids are just going to stick it out, are kids going to get burnt out? So it'll probably be at least 2 years before I see a lot of game action, at least, so we'll just see how the 8-ball rolls.
When you reached out to coach and said you were going there, what was the reaction like?
Good, because I told him I was back to being fully healthy, running track and pitching and catching, and he just said, perfect, love to hear it, and can't wait to have you.
For you missing, you know, a lot of last season due to that injury, how much did that help you kind of grow your love of the game?
Yeah, it really helped me take appreciation for the game, because you kind of take things for granted, and then not having it and just watching the guys play the game you love, it's like, man. And then when the season ended, it's like, I only got to play half the season, not even, and it's just, right. It hurts.
So the industrial tech part, did you grow up liking that type of stuff, or where did that major come from?
I hate sitting around. I just, sitting at a desk all day, it kills me. I get tired, and then I start moving, I'm like, oh man, yeah, I feel good. So that was the main thing, was just, I can't sit at a desk. And then I like working with my hands, okay, that's working construction the past 2 years, that's really, really found my love for it. I'm like, this is something I can go into. And then I looked at Wayne State, but ultimately didn't get a football spot there, and they had construction management. So that's ultimately how I got into it, was working construction the past 2 years.
Well, I tell you what, congratulations on the decision. Appreciate you joining us here today. Looking forward to following your career up there, and best of luck.
Thanks.